Doctors weigh in on the big healthcare question. Welcome to Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from Global Medical News. I'm Todd Zwillick. The American Medical Association's House of Delegates wrapped up its annual meeting, but not without a few floor fights. Here's Alicia Ault with more.
As anticipated, the most contentious issue was whether the AMA should continue its current support of the individual mandate. That is, the notion that all individuals should be required to buy health insurance. Hours of debate early in the meeting were followed by a later floor vote that reaffirmed the AMA stance. The House also took up issues as diverse as the safety of full-body scanners at airports and the ethics of accepting industry support for continuing medical education. Obesity was another much-talked-about topic. Finally, delegates also fretted over the AMA's declining membership.
Lots more details of the AMA House of Delegates meeting are available at internalmedicinenews.com. Well, while the AMA debated, the Obama administration implemented. HHS officials said they will no longer allow bare-bones health plans to get exemptions from the Affordable Care Act. These so-called mini-med plans won't be able to maintain their restrictions on annual coverage limits, sometimes as low as $10,000. After September 22nd, the government won't accept any more waiver applications or requests for extensions. And in May 2014, the health law will ban annual limits on all plans. But Steve Larson, who oversees the mini-med waivers at HHS, said the government hasn't granted that many exemptions.
To date, these waivers have been granted to a tiny percent, about 2% of all privately insured Americans. It's a very, very small percentage of the market because most plans comply with the annual limit restrictions.
The feds also rolled out a new effort to promote the free preventive services that are available to seniors under the Affordable Care Act. The campaign comes as a new government report shows that only 1 in 6 Medicare beneficiaries eligible for the free services are taking advantage of them. And meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the debate over the Republicans' budget proposal rages on. You know it as the Ryan Plan, the one that proposes changing Medicare into a premium support system. GOP members at one recent hearing of the Ways and Means Committee hailed it as a way to save Medicare for future generations. But Democrats continue to hammer away on the Ryan Plan, calling it a voucher program that would disenfranchise poor seniors. And Democratic leaders are making it clear. The Ryan Plan is polling miserably. All but 4 Republicans voted for it, and that will be an election issue. We'll be taking a break next week for the 4th of July holiday, so join us again on July 11th for all the latest political, legal, and policy developments in health reform. And that's the Policy and Practice Podcast. I'm Todd Zwillick.